रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद श्री रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः। आई देखों चैप्टर नंबर 37 वशिष्ठ रिब्यूक्स कैकेयी। द रेसिटेशन स्टार्ट्स नाउ। बट Rama would not have anyone come between him and his duty. He would not have, it said, Rama was only too eager to obey Kaikeyi's behests because he knew full well that there would be others who would argue with or entreat or beg or bribe or coerce or cozen Kaikeyi into freeing him from his promise. So he turned to his sire all meekly and said, Lord, I have put behind me power and pomp, comfort and luxury. My heart seeks them not. My home is in the forest. What have I to do with troops and treasure? It is only a fool who makes another a present of a lordly elephant and refuses to part with its heel ropes. Verily, the rope would be no greater strain on the resources of anyone who could afford to give away an elephant. Everything that you have intended to give me or send with me to the woods, I have already made over to Bharata. Let my attendants bring me the dress of bark I should put on. Twice 7 years shall I dwell in the merry woods. Let baskets, spades, and axes be brought too. No sooner were the words out of his mouth than Kaikeyi, all untouched by shame, handed him the bark and said, Here it is. Let me see you put it on. Rama received them all respectfully from her, put away his gorgeous robes, and donned the dress of bark that lowly hermits affect. Lakshmana was no whit behind. Dasharatha, their king and father, gazed at the scene with eyes from which all light and reason had fled. Then Sita cast her eyes on the uncouth garb that was given to her, and used as she was to gemmed robes of priceless worth, trembled even as a lonely fawn at the sight of the hunter's net. She knew not how to put them on and looked upon them in surprise and confusion. But a true wife and loyal, she would faithfully walk in the footsteps of her saintly husband. She turned her tear-dimmed eyes to Rama, who shone in his divine beauty even as the king of Gandharvas, and said, Lord, I am ashamed to confess my ignorance. I would give anything to know how the holy hermits in the forests adjust these coats of bark. She tried all awkwardly to fit a strip around her neck and blushed in shame at her failure. All at once, Rama took it for her and fitted it upon the dress of white silk that she wore. Rama, the firstborn and the heir apparent of Dasharatha, the mighty emperor of Kosala, adjusted with his own hand the dress of barks that hermits wear around the shoulders of Mother Sita, the wonderful daughter of King Janaka. That dreadful sight was too much for the royal ladies, and they raised their voices and cried, Alas, what horrible sin have we to expiate that we are made to witness such unheard of atrocity? Rama, your father laid not his commands upon Sita to betake herself to the woods, nor did that devil in human shape ask it of him. So grant our request that she remain with us till you come back from the forest in fulfillment of your word to your father. Let Lakshmana go with you if he must. Is she fitted in any way to lead the rough life of the forests, which knows not man even like hermits and the anchorites that seek it of their own choice? You are cruel enough to us in not deigning to bless our eyes and heart with the sight of your fair self here. Temper your cruelty with mercy by leaving Sita with us. We entreat you to grant our prayer anyhow. But Sita was sore afraid that Rama would snatch at this excuse to leave her behind. So she made haste to importune him to fit on her the dress of bark, and Rama did so. Then Maharishi Vasishtha, the venerable guru of the royal line of the Ikshvaku, was angry when he saw Sita's fair form enfolded in the rough coat of bark and exclaimed, Kaikeyi, lost to all sense of duty, you evil-hearted woman, You will fade to the race that bore you and to the race that took you in. Is it not enough that you cheated vilely your lord, the king? You would give free reins to your dark schemes and wicked desires, an utter stranger to everything good and noble. Sita shall not go to the forest, but shall rule this realm from the throne that is Rama's by every right. The holy books have declared that the wife is one half of the husband, and it is but right and just that she be the lord of this kingdom in the absence of Rama. But if she would not have it and would follow Rama to the woods, let us all go with her. Let the officers of the government and the common people follow Raghava wherever he goes, and take with them their wives, children, wealth, kind, horses, servants and conveyances. Bharata and Shatrughna will, I am sure, follow their brother in his exile and render him dutiful service, clad in bark mantles, hermit-wise. Then this broad realm will be untrod by human feet, and you will be the proud monarch of all you survey. The stately trees, the beasts and birds will keep you sweet company. None shall dispute your right. From here right to the confines, you will be the lord of the fowl and the brute. You are wickedness incarnate, and you have come among the people here as a dread messenger of death. It is no kingdom where Rama is not. Ayodhya goes with him. If Bharata were the son born from the loins of Dashratha, he will not fail to take after his father in principle and practice. Would he consent to rule over this kingdom that is wrung from his father, from his brother, and from the countless millions all unwillingly? Would he have the heart to call you his mother? Would he dare to live by your side, the foul murderers of his father and your husband? Would he take the kingdom from your hands when he knows full well the royal tradition that the younger brother does not take precedence over the elder on the throne of their race? It is even possible that you take a flying leap from here to the highest point of the sky and alight safely, but it is utterly impossible that Bharata will ever swerve even a hairbreadth from the strict line of dharma. You pile sin upon sin, crime upon crime, only just so that your precious son has the utmost of power and wealth. Lo, the scales will fall from your eyes and you will see that you have wrought him nothing but destruction and woe. Would Rama depart for the woods and any objection in the creation lag behind? Behold, Kaiki, the very beasts, birds and trees will gaze fondly on Rama as he passes by them on his way to the forest. This day shall you behold the miracle with your eyes. So snatch the ugly dress of bark from the fair hands of Sita and give your daughter-in-law priceless robes and ornaments. Why should she bind on the mantle of woodland folk, dark-hearted daughter of the goodly king of Kekia? Your boon but encompasses the exile of Rama and of no other. So Sita shall, if she so desires, accompany Rama to the woods, surrounded by her usual comforts and luxury. Her retainers and conveyances, her costly robes and priceless ornaments shall go with her, and everything that she might desire. So spake Vasishtha of immeasurable greatness and might, yet Sita would not be turned aside from her resolve to adopt the life and habit of her husband. Her heart was bent upon living in the forest like her lord and husband. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.